So he said to the frog, right, this is the last time I'm going to show you how to do this.
Blimey, Bill, what's up with you? Got a bit of a problem, Pugs. It's a bit of a raging ruddock.
What?
I can't see a way around it.
Why, what's that?
Well, you must have heard about Wembley in the news this week, about it not being ready and all that. Don't blame Wembley, though. No. Don't blame Wembley. I'll tell you who to blame. Blame all these cowboy building contractors. Most of them northerners, no doubt. See, the problem with that lot is they're lazy. Lazy! It's them what gives good honest tradesmen, like myself, a bad name. Give them the slightest opportunity and they will down tools. Bosh!
You're not working today then, pal.
You what, sweetheart? Are you Barrymore? It's like the north face of the Argyle. It's freezing.
It's quite something though, Bell. I drove past there on the way to IKEA Sunday.
Unbelievable.
It is, Vic. It's unbelievable. It's some stadium.
No, what's unbelievable is the fact that you spent Sunday afternoon at IKEA. You've been at your missus's HRT pills again. I'm getting worried about you, son.
Shut up. Anyway, since when you been worried about Wembley finishing on time?
Well, I was planning on having a big day out, wasn't I? Cup final. Big day for Barry Proudfoot. Always has been. Now they switched it back to Cardiff. What am I going to do with all my tickets?
What tickets? You ain't got any. Nobody has. The FA ain't even printed them yet.
The FA ain't. But I have. I've got 2,000 of these. What am I supposed to do with them now?
Well, you're like that Pete Burns from Celebrity Big Brother.
Do what?
Well, you've tucked yourself up. Tucked yourself up. Tucked